This is Amherst Eclectic, back for another podcast, and I tripped over an old article that I had saved. It's called Male Orgasms, 11 Facts That Might Surprise You. So I thought it'd be a good thing to read, informative, for this podcast. And it says, it might be your favorite pastime, but how much do you know about the male orgasm? From the speed of the ejaculation to the amount of time it takes an average man to climax, we reveal 11 orgasmic facts you need to know. Number 1. Orgasms are like heroin. Are we really surprised that they're addictive like a drug, right? A Danish neuroscientist ran brain scans on male volunteers as they masturbated. He found a huge surge of activity in the brain's reward hub at the point of the actual ejaculation, the same area stimulated by heroin use, proving that sex really can be active. So, you know, when people say that they don't believe that sex addiction is an addiction, you're wrong. It is an addiction. I've read articles and I've seen, you know, studies done where men talk about how they just can't stop. They can't stop masturbating, or they just can't stop having sex with people. And they've got like several people that they have sex with in a day, and they just can't stop doing it. They have to keep giving themselves that same kind of high that you get when you do drugs. Same kind of high you do when you eat foods, certain foods. When you play sports, there's also that stimulates the same area in your brain and brings out the same chemicals. The reward chemicals. I can't think of the name of them off the top of my head right now, but so that it's all similar, and they've proven that when people get addicted to things, even anorexia and bulimia, that does the same thing. So for some reason, it stimulates that area in the brain, and that's why people can't stop doing it. It becomes addictive, literally. Okay. Number 2, pre-ejaculate can get her pregnant. Oh, how many times have I said this in my podcast? That if your penis gets anywhere near someone's vagina, there's a huge chance that that person's gonna get pregnant. Even if you're just messing around down there and you're not putting your penis all the way in or whatever, if your penis and your ejaculate, like when your ejaculate oozes before you actually come, there are sperm in that ejaculate that is oozing out of you. And you can get someone pregnant. The whole purpose that a sperm has in its life is to travel up that vagina and get to that egg. That's the only thing it lives for. And if you don't think it's going to do everything it possibly can to get there, it doesn't mean you don't need to ejaculate into somebody. It doesn't need to be that close. They will swim and swim and swim until they get there, because that's their whole life. That's what they were made for, right? Okay, so it says you don't need to shoot your load to get her pregnant. In other words, you don't need to fully ejaculate inside of a woman to get her pregnant. You can be playing around with the tip of your penis on the outside of a woman's vagina, you know, just stimulating her clit, whatever. You're going to get someone pregnant. And I don't understand why people don't get that. And then they try to say, well, the condom must have broke. No, you were playing around outside of her vagina before you put the condom on. And that's what got her pregnant. So when people say that, I'm just like, I know what you were doing. You were playing around without a condom on, or you put yourself up inside of her without a condom on, thinking that, well, I'm not ejaculating or orgasming right now, so I'm not going to get her pregnant. I mean, really, people, you need to go take sex education and learn, because you don't know what you're doing. That's like putting somebody in a 1,000-pound car and giving them the keys and letting them drive it around. It's like a weapon. if you can't use the weapon the way it's supposed to be meant to be used, then you shouldn't be allowed to drive the car. Same thing with your freaking penis. If you don't know what's going on, every minuscule thing that's going on with your penis, if you haven't taken education and passed a test that says that you know everything about sex education, you shouldn't be having sex with anybody. You really need to learn what is going on in sex education and listen, because otherwise you're going to be getting people pregnant and not understanding how it happened. Anyway, okay, so according to a report published in the journal Human Fertility, more than 40% of guys produced pre-ejaculation or pre-ejaculate that contains sperm. I'm sorry, I disagree with 40%. I'm thinking it's all. Everybody. Everybody has sperm in their pre-ejaculate. I don't care. That's why you hear so many stories, like I said, about people saying, oh, there must have been a hole in the condom, or, oh, you know, something must have gone wrong, blah, blah, blah. It's because they did something stupid before they actually put the condom on, right? I think everyone has sperm in their pre-ejaculate. And I think this study is wrong. Okay. In fact, pre-ejaculate can contain up to 40 million of those little swimmers, and it only takes one to make a baby. 40 million only takes one. So when you're playing around penetration with your penis around the vagina, rubbing it around like you see so many guys doing in all these porn things, you're gonna get someone pregnant. Be careful. You have to have a condom on if you come anywhere near a woman's vagina, or you're going to get her pregnant. The end. There is no broken condom. The condom didn't come off. You were just stupid because you didn't put a condom on and you played around with her vagina before you put a condom on. We all know that's what happened. People aren't stupid. Whenever I hear someone say that, I just look at them and go, you're right. Okay. 3. 2 minutes counts as premature. Now, what does that mean? Let's read. I know what it means. Experts define premature ejaculation as sexual intercourse that lasts 2 minutes or less before climax occurs. Interestingly, 2 minutes of solo stimulation is the point at which most men reach ejaculatory inevitability. So in other words, if you're masturbating, it only takes you 2 minutes, which is why you shouldn't masturbate too much, because you're not going to be able to have great sex if it's only taking 2 minutes for you to come or to ejaculate. So you need to be backing off from masturbation if that's the case. You need to be able to hold out longer, right? Don't masturbate as much, because if you keep masturbating and coming before 2 minutes, your sex life with your partner is going to be awful. You need to be keeping it up and staying erect for much longer than 2 minutes, right? Okay. So that's ejaculatory inevitability when it's 2 minutes or less. The point at which orgasm is inevitable. Okay. So according to the sex researchers at Masters and Johnson, right? So if you're coming within 2 minutes, that's premature. I would say if you're coming within 5 minutes, 7 minutes, it's premature. You know, it's going to take longer than that for you to give your partner an orgasm, right? Your female partner an orgasm. And male partners, I would say, same. All right, 4. 7 minutes is average. I would not call that even average, but that's just me. I mean, I've been with men, and they're able to keep it up longer than 7 minutes. What's wrong with the rest of the world if they think this is average? Okay, 7 minutes is average. While you've got the stopwatch out, you might be interested to know that the average man takes 7 minutes to orgasm through sexual intercourse. Now, they're saying that it takes a man 7 minutes. So a man could come probably within after 7 minutes, right? Or at 7 minutes. They probably shouldn't, because their partner is probably not having an orgasm. I'm not saying that that doesn't happen. You know, sometimes it might happen if you've had sex a few times. It might come sooner, or it might take longer. It depends on the person. But I think you need to be going longer than 7 minutes to give your partner an orgasm, right? And you want to do that, because what have I said in my other podcasts? The more you give your partner an orgasm, the more sex you're going to have. Because then someone's going to want to have sex more often, because they're getting an orgasm every single time. They're having an amazing time. Okay. And number 5, your fastest swimmers go first. So your fastest sperm end up connecting with the egg first. When a guy climaxes, semen is released in waves with each contraction. And your best swimmers, the most mobile sperm with the highest quality of DNA, go first, according to Boffins at the, what is this, Genemin? Assisted Human Reproduction Clinic. So, of course, the healthiest with the best DNA sperm are going to race ahead of everyone else. And that's a good thing, because you want your healthiest with the best DNA to get to the egg first, right? Okay. Number 6. Super speedy ejaculation. Ever wondered how fast ejaculation travels? Watch Usain Bolt run the 100 meters. Usain holds the world record running pace of 27.79 miles per hour, while the average man's ejaculation travels at 28 miles per hour. So, faster than Usain Bolt runs is how fast your ejaculation travels. So, yeah, getting up in there and trying to find that egg. There's all kinds of reasons that you cannot come inside of a woman if you don't want to get pregnant. And there's lots of reasons why you need to wear a condom, right? Okay. After entering a woman's body, it takes around 5 minutes for sperm to reach the cervix. So once you've ejaculated inside, 28 miles an hour, it only takes 5 minutes for that sperm to get to her egg, to start swimming up there into her egg. So all you people who are like waiting more than 5 minutes and going in and trying to douche yourself out, the sperm's already at your egg. Takes 5 minutes. 5 minutes. So wear a condom if you don't want to get pregnant. And, you know, change your condom every time you have he has an orgasm. Because you don't want it to, you know, slip off. Okay. 7. Men can have multiple orgasms. Did you know this? I knew this. Some 15 to 20% of men surveyed, I again think it's more, but for the famous Kimsey Reports, books on human sexual behavior, claim to have had multiple orgasms. While most mortals need 30 minutes to an hour to cool off, a cooling off period, and before they can have another, you know, erection or an orgasm, some guys can climax again after just 60 seconds. So that's, you know, that's another thing to look out for. You may come twice in a row, so you have to be careful not only for getting someone pregnant, but also when you're wearing a condom. You know, you might need to, like, not move if you know you're going to come again, right? So, because if you've already come, that condom can come off since it's wet on the inside now, right? Okay, so yes, that's 60 seconds in between one orgasm or another. So there are men who can have multiple orgasms. I know women can, and I'm pretty sure men have. Okay, so... that's according to Masters and Johnson, They said these will be non-ejaculatory orgasms, though. Nah, I don't know that that's always true either. I think that, they can have ejaculation still up in there, and it could still come out, you know, 60 seconds later, if it hasn't all come out. Okay. It lowers your risk of prostate cancer, number 8. So masturbation lowers your risk of prostate cancer. Forget that rubbish about your eyes going funny. Men who orgasm regularly, and that's around 20 times per month, are 20% less likely to get prostate cancer, according to research presented at the American Urological Association. It can be good for your heart, too. When men and women orgasm, the hormone oxytocin is released, which helps lower blood pressure. So, there you go. It's a good thing for you to masturbate and to orgasm. I mean, they do say having sex more often in relationships and marriages is healthy. Because, you know, that's what we were made to do. We were made to make babies. That's, you know, propagate the species, whatever. And so if you're having sex more often, it's good for your body. And it's good for your heart health. And, you know, sex is sort of a really physical thing to do. So, of course, it's good for your heart because you're getting a good workout, right? Okay. 9. There is a reason you feel sleepy afterwards. The brain releases a hormone called prolactin at orgasm. As well as shutting off your sex drive for up to 1 hour, it can also promote feelings of sleepiness. But that's no excuse for rolling over and snoring. Researchers in Scotland found that men and women release 400% more prolactin after intercourse. So they do it after intercourse compared to masturbation-induced climax. So you get 400% more when you're actually having sex with someone else, intercourse. Which is why a post cuddle feels so good, right? Because you've got that sleepiness chemical in your body. Number 10, some men don't enjoy orgasms. Just like some women don't enjoy orgasms, some men don't enjoy orgasms, right? Spare a thought for men with sexual anhedonia. Guys with this rare medical condition experience all the physical signs of orgasm, muscle contractions, and ejaculation, but with none of the pleasure. Taking antidepressants known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRI, may be one cause. But they have recorded that there are just some men and women who don't have the same pleasurable experience with an orgasm that others do. Could be something with the sensory nerves in their sexual organs. It can be chemical. There's different reasons, but there are some people who they just don't enjoy sex or they don't enjoy masturbation. Okay. 11. Men fake orgasms too. Women aren't the only fakers between the sheets. According to a survey of students at the University of Kansas, 28% of men had faked an orgasm during sex with a partner. Why, you might ask? Being too intoxicated to climax and wanting to go to sleep were the most common reasons cited. So, intoxication or being tired. But they have proven that, you know, alcohol is not a good thing for much. It's a drug just like any other drug. It's addictive. And when people drink too much, they typically, men, can't get it up. Or women probably don't feel as much during sex because, or don't get as excited or don't reach climax. Because they've been drinking. So, there are lots of reasons to not drink. This is just another one, right? And I've told people in the past, basically, alcohol is produced from the yeast that pees and poops alcohol. So, basically, alcohol is the pee and the poop of yeast. And you're surprised that when you drink it, it doesn't make you feel good. It's basically poison. And you can get alcohol poisoning. Your body actually reacts to alcohol as a poison. So when you're getting drunk, that's not the pleasant thing that you think it is. It's your body warning you that you've been poisoned. That is your body saying, we've been poisoned. Do something about it. Stop whatever this is. And what do people do? They just keep knocking them back. And the body's telling you, this is poison. They've also listed alcohol on a list of carcinogens, which means it causes cancer. Or if you have cancer, it makes cancer worse. When people are diagnosed with cancer, they tell them to stop drinking alcohol. Don't drink any more alcohol because it'll make it worse. It will make the cancer grow. So when you know somebody has been diagnosed with cancer and then they go out and go drinking, that's stupid because they're just going to make their cancer grow. Alcohol is actually a really bad thing. And when it goes into your body, like I said, your body responds to it as poison. That's what the drunk feeling is. That's what not feeling good feeling is. The next day you're throwing up. That's just because your body's trying to get rid of the poison that you've put in your body. You're literally drinking poison. And your body's trying to get rid of it. And throw it up and get it out of your body. It's just like when you get sick and you have the flu. You feel better after you've thrown up. Because whatever bacteria or germ or anything that's causing that virus to happen to you in your body, you throw it up and get rid of it. And that's why you feel better afterwards. You've gotten rid of all that nastiness. That's your body expelling the thing that is bad for you. And that's what alcohol is. So, yeah. And you can get alcohol poisoning if you drink too much alcohol, and it can kill you. I mean, we've been hearing all these kids are drinking so much at these frat parties, etc., and they end up dying. So, yeah, alcohol can affect your sex life in a very negative way. It can, and many times if a guy can't get it up, it's, you know, one to two of the reasons are alcohol, he's an alcoholic, or he's a drug addict. So if you run into that, you're probably dealing with somebody who drinks too much or does too many drugs. Or they masturbate too much, which we talked about earlier in the podcast. With this article about masturbating too much. You masturbate too much, you're not going to be able to get it up. Because if you're masturbating and coming after 1 or 2 minutes, you know, your body's used to not having to hold out that orgasm. Or to hold out that erection. So it's just going to deflate before you can even get going. So that's addiction right there. So, interesting article. I found it, and I thought it would be an interesting thing to talk about. What do you think? You agree with some of these points, or do you have experience to the opposite of that? Of what the different points that came up in this article? Or do you think that most of this is true? Let me know. Send me a message, and let me know if there's anything else that you'd like me to research or talk about in our podcast. Until the next time, this has been Amherst Eclectic.